You are listening to BensTorah.com.
My favorite Shara Mishpat. So, the first topic Sam will do is Basbe Karim Basahashi. Men beginning in Eddie Neshech. We were looking for Neshech Velo Tarbis and Tarbis Velo Neshech. We were looking for a case where where you can have one without the other, because the Torah says Neshech and Tarbis, biting the Loive and profiting the Malve. So the Gemara says, Midashavah, the first Gemara is Neshech, Samach Amid Beis. As a matter of fact, many weeks ago, at the last year, we quoted this Gemara also. I don't know if you were the ASE. We had a Shaila. You're allowed to take Rebus from a Mumar. You're allowed to take Rebus from a Mumar, because there's no Vechei Achichi Moch on a Mumar. He's not Achicha. You're allowed to take Rebus from a Mumar. Now, the Shaila is, let's say you borrowed from a guy, and he wasn't a Mumar, and he became a Mumar. You know, there's no 830 minion. 915 for the last few weeks. 830 minion has been 915, Shmuley. If you can come back, we'd love it. If not,
you can stay here.
You can stay. Well, he's not interested in the shiur days of Neshech, that I'm sure. He's a human body, a bach. So the Shaila was in Tishar Mishpat, a case where you borrowed the money when you weren't a Mumar. Then he became a Mumar, can he collect it? That's the Shah Mishpat we covered a few weeks ago, this Shaila. And he brought in this Gemara. Because if you go Basamei Kara, he compared this Tzvi as well on this comparison. The Shah Mishpat compared this like growing Basamei Kara. So look what the Gemara says. The Shogri used the Raisa, the Nashik Vitabis Chadamilsi. Neshech and Tarbis is one thing. So the Gemara asks, second line, for Kroiksiv and Neshech has Ribis Eichel. The beginning of the Gemara. Mamish, the beginning of the Gemara.
Third,
Samach Amid Beis. Vitispra, Tikanesh, Vitaslim, and Neshech. How can you have one without the other? So the Gemara says, Neshech blow Tarbis Eichidam. How can you bite the guy without having profit? Ida Osvi Mebe Mebe Esrim. The loan was Mevas. Sounds like Ribis Ksutsidarais. Lent him 100, and you're going to be back 120. But the 120 now is only worth the same value as the 100. Meikara kaimin Meya Bedanka. It used to be Meya, whatever there was Bedanka. Ulvsov kaimevisum Bedanka. So when he paid him, he wasn't making any profit, the Malve. So the Gemara says, so the must have a meaning, strange have a meaning, was Neshech Ika. There is Neshech because the Koshokim in the Midid Loyov. He's taking something, he didn't give it. Vitarbis Leka, there is no Tarbis, Hanil. Vitarbis Leka, the Lesley Ravacha. The Malva got no profit. We're learning the first Rhine Ace of Neshech. I'm going to learn the Shah Mishpat on it. There's a Gemara Babmansir right there. So, Didanko Koshokim in there. See, the Gemara was looking at a case with this biting and that profit. So Gemara says, well, you bit the loiva because when you lent him the hundred, he had to give you back 120. But when he paid him back the 120, it was the same value as the 100. So the Gemara says, sof, mamanofshach. Ibasamei kara, if you go by the beginning, basamei kara, in other words, you go by the original deal, it was 100 for 120, it was Neshech and Rebus. Ibasamei kara, azlis, you go, hari Neshech vayu tarbis. It's Neshech and tarbis. If you go basamei kara, Ibasamei with sof azlis, if you don't go basamei kara, you go by the time when you pay. So then there's no tarbis and no Neshech. Mamanavshach. Ibasamei sof azlis, no Neshech no tarbis ika. That's it. How do we paskin? So the Gra on the spot. The Gra brings the Machlex Rishayim. We paskin, you go Basamei Kara. See, the Gemara is not clear, but Lamai said, go Basamei Kara or not. So we paskin, you go Basamei Kara. So I want to show you a beautiful Shah Mishpat on this. This is my favorite, the Shah Mishpat. Most he's not as popular as it says, but he's on the same, at the Chosha Mishpat, he wrote on the Chasribis. He says, I don't know much about him except that he's a goyin adir. So look at this piece. Well, no, not all equal. Not all achronim are created equal. No, he's up there like the Ksais.
Okay.
So So you'll see. Look at Zayin, the upper right hand corner, where it's, you know, the side where it says Kuf Samach Aleph on the second column, right. The side where there's a Kuf Samach Aleph, so on the top of the first column, about six lines from the top, is a Zayin. He owes it Kuf B'Chuf Chaf, our Gemara. He lent them 100 and he demanded 120 back. But when he paid him up, the 120 was worth the same as the 100. So, how do we pass? Yeah. In other words, it went down, the 120, whatever they are, are now only worth what the 100 was that you lent him. So Gemara says, if you go and buy some Ikar, it's Ribis Ksutza. And that's a we paskin. So he brings the Shulchan, it's in Shulchan Aruch. He owes if Kuf Bekuf Chaf, it's in Yeridea. Meikara Meya Bedanka. At the beginning there was 100, was a Danka. Ulba Sof, when he paid him, Kuf Chaf, Kuf Chaf. So at the end there was 120, but it's worth the same amount. Isim Asimidoraisa. This is Asidoraisa. Why? Mishum de Basame Karazlin. Basame Karazlin means, look, you lent him 100, 120. The fact that 120 now is worth the same as 100 doesn't matter. You go Basame Kar.
And they made up like this in the beginning that he was going to pay back 120?
Yes. It was Ribis Ksutsa. This is Ribis Ksutsa.
So there's a classical discounted loan.
No, well, it's not classic of anything, because what happened was, originally, the Ksitza, now, the truth is, see, there are two Isurim. I noticed, Ashan Achroinim on the Loiva, there's an Issa of making up the transaction of Ribis, Lo Sisimun, remember we had in the beginning of Ezer Neshech? There's one Issa of making the transaction, and there's one Issa of actually paying. I noticed that Ashan Achroinim, the Malveh is certainly us to make the transaction. The Loiveh was a Shailen Achreinim, if you're only over when he pays, or when he
makes the transaction.
Action also. That I found in Lechart should be the same thing. I don't, you see, you know, the Malveh is over six labs. The Malveh, Ribis, is over six labs. The Loiveh is only over two or three. The Malveh is over six labs. The last Mishnah in Ezer Neshech, when he lends money by Ribis. It's a big Zach lending money by Ribis. There's six labs in the Torah. So look what he says. So he says, Achidush. So we paskin basame kara, even though he's not really making any profit. He lent him 100, and he's paying him 120. But now this 120 is the same value as that 100. Because it went down, it's only, they're both a danka, they're both worth the same, the 120 that he's paying. So it's Ribis Ksutza. So now the Shar Mishpan says, want to say a Chiddush. But he Yaitse B'dayanim. You know, Ribis Ksutza is Yaitse B'dayanim. Is this Ribis Ksutza Yaitse B'dayanim? So he says, L'chayra Yonirin. Da'atkan Chaygav Na'asimidarech. It's Ribis Ksutza, we pass in Shechon Aruch, like the Rashba. See, some say we're Mesupik, see, the Gemara never decided. The Rashba brings a right from Gemara later in Ezer Neshech, that you go basameikar. Asamidaraisa. Ribis Ksutza, Mikomaka Yaitse B'dayanim. Your idea? The Shah Mishpat says, it's Ribis Ksutza, but it's not Yotzeb Dayanim. You know why? Because he made no profit. Fichei Chichimach means the guy lost, give him back his loss. This guy didn't lose anything. The Ribis Ksutza B'dayanim, who? That's the Asay. Fichei Chichimach, that you have to return Ribis Ksutza. Hadleikech, the Leche Badach. Give him back the money so he can live with you. See, Rabbi say, when you pay Ribis, does the money belong? Does the money really belong to the Malveh? We discussed this a lot in the Daf and other Shiurim. Does the money really belong to the Malveh? Or the Pshat is that it's like Gezel. Remember the Gemara says, what do you need? Gezel, Ribis, and Onah. A little bit in the Gemara, it's Mashmetz Gezel, but it isn't. The Malveh is kind of the Ribis. Dimkein. And his proof is, Av habanim yutzichim la'achzir. This is Gemara Baba Kama. The father has to give it back, not the kids. Not the kids. If it would be Gezel, if your father has Gezel, and you don't have to give it back, yutzichim la'achzir. And the mitzvahs I say, what the Shah Mishpat is saying is very important, lamdas in Ribis, that the malvis kaina the Ribis. It's a mitzvah to give it back. You know, most poskim hold, they're not yorid l'chazav. It's a mitzvah. It's not even a lien on his property. It's just a mitzvah. So Shailim Paiskim, if Bezdin is Yorid L'Nechosov, Ela Mitzvah Seyu, Shechivat Tor Lachzer. See, Bezdin can force you to do a mitzvah. See, there's one chiluk, Rabbi, if there's a lien on your property. If I have a mitzvah, Bezdin can beat me up to do a mitzvah, but they can't take away my property. So it's a shaylim poiskim if there's a lien on the property when you have to give it back. Some say no, it's just a mitzvah.
A lot of mitzvahs say, but not that strong.
No, the Rambam says. The Rambam says, she open Rambam Perek Daled Halach Gimel Ches Malva Velove, that the malva doesn't get malchus because it's a lav anita klasa. So Freik the Lechem Mishnah, it bothered me a lot. What about the loiva? For the malva, it's not an lav anita klasa. What about the loiva and the aid? The Rambam says, it's mashma. So he said, I mean, it's mashma. Nobody gets malchus. The malva is a lav anita klasa. But in the loiva, there's no assay. So why doesn't the loiva get malchus? The loiva also has lavin.
It's kind of perverse that the malva can avoid.
So
he's the one who's.
I was thinking in the next Shar Mishpat that the Ika perpetrator is the malva. The Ika perpetrator is malva. If the malva doesn't get malchus, you can't say the loiva. That's what I was thinking.
I think in this transaction itself, I mean, the loiva still loses out because if they didn't have this deal, he would have benefited from the depreciation in value. He would have given him, say, 80, the equivalent of 80 back when he gave him 100. The fact that he now has to give 100 to make it worth 120.
I mean, he's giving him 120. It's worth 100. He borrowed 100. Now he has to give. Now he's giving back 120.
If there was no ribus element, then he would give him back 100,
which is only worth
say 80 or whatever it's worth. So he's really losing. I mean, it depends how you look at this. I mean, there isn't an outlay, but there is a loss to him that would not have occurred had they not made this transaction.
Because, I mean, if he borrowed 100, he has to give back 100. If it was worth less, so too bad. So he'd be able to give back 100, even though the 100 is not worth as much as the 100 before.
So there's a loss to the malva.
There would have been, but there's a loss to the malva.
Yeah,
so, right. So he says, so look what he says. Mitzvah says, Shazila, Chat Chivat Torah Laharsir, came in the Chasri Mamona, Ulivnei Lo Azrachmona. It's not that. I think some achrayim, maybe the Chazanish learns. It's Gezel. I think there are. To me, it's. I didn't notice. I didn't find the Chazanish this time learning Ezer Neshech. I think there's a ritva that holds like this. But I think maybe the Chazanish holds that the Malvit does not kind of the Rebus. But the Lovit, the son, doesn't have to give it back. If you have Gezel in your bank, you know, the guy's father gazled. So said, I have a chiv to give it back. See, the Shah Mishpah is saying, you see that it's his because the son doesn't have to give it back. But you can argue. You can say, no, it's not the Malvis, it's Gezel. Rebus is Gezel. Now that the Torah has to take Rebus, you're a Gazel. But the Pshat is, you're just like the Heshiv Sagzel, it's not yours. When you Gazel, there's a mitzvah Heshiv Sagzel, it's not the Gazelins. The mitzvah Heshiv Sagzel, it's not yours. But there's a mitzvah to give it back. So it's gzeila. The father has a mitzvah to give it back. The son doesn't have a mitzvah to give it back, even though it's gzeila. I'm just saying, l'chatz ha'muchach, what he's saying here. So now he's going to argue. In this case, there should be no yotze b'dayanim. Im kein b'kai gavna. Kivna mimin reish perk einu nezach. He quotes our Gemara, we just studied, Reish Perek Ezer Nesach. Tiazlinim basa b'soif. If you go basa b'soif, so, lekolo neshech v'lo tarbis. If you go basa b'soif, he borrowed $100 worth, and he paid him up $100 worth, even though he gave him more coins, but it was still the same value. So if you go basa b'soif, lekolo neshech v'lo tarbis. Ella, danan azlinim basa meikara. You want to paskin? No, this is Rebus Ksutza because of the way it was Meikara. I hear your arguments here. Im came bazelo shaykh ha-mitzah say v'cheichim ichmach. There's no mitzah say because the loivit ultimately didn't lose anything. Because even though he paid more coins, but it was the same value. V'cheichim ichmach ad le'keich d'leichi ba'adach. Came in the kumakomakom b'sof lo chasri mid. He didn't lose anything. So what do you mean Rebus Ksutza v'cheichim ichmach? The loivit didn't lose anything. A rebus, and then he says, if you're going to give him back the rebus, then yischase amalve. The malve lose means meikarno. He lose from his karen. He got back by getting back 120. He's only getting back 100. V'chayecha koydmim. He brings the gemara late in Ezer Neshech. Chayecha l'chayecha verkev b'shas beizer neshech. Ayin beizer, whatever it is. V'chayin nochem b'svar. See what he's arguing? I hear your arguments here. See his argument that there should be a case of Rebus Ksutza because you go basa meikara, but you shouldn't have to give it back. There's no mitzvah v'cheichichimach because he didn't lose.
So is it Rubis Kutzutza or not?
It is Rubis Kutzutza. But he's claiming the Shah Mishpat.
You don't get it back.
You don't get it back. There's no v'cheichichimach. It's Rubis Kutzutza because we bow basa meikara. But the mitzvah to give it back so the loiva should v'cheichichimach, you don't have because. Because the loiva is not losing anything. It's a sim, you're right.
Looking at the end also, is that
you are listening to BenStorah.com.
We're looking what's doing at the end of the transaction.
Well, because the Maisa, why do you have to give back the Rebus? The poor guy lost the loiva. We say, he's losing money. That he's losing money. It says in the Paskim that you have to that you're not allowed to lend Rebus to a Gvir. To a wealthy man, you can't lend with Rebus. So the Torah says, it's much, the Gra, I think Gra quotes, I mentioned it a few weeks, the last time we had this year, that you can't even lend Rebus to a wealthy man. The Torah says, who takes in those days? Today, wealthy people take loans. In those days, it's the poor people who borrowed money. So he says, Svara is that this shouldn't be Yotzeb Dayanim. Even though I hear Sam's argument, Sam says, yeah, but if it wouldn't have gone, so what happened here? The 120 is now worth 100. But if he wouldn't have made this thing to pay up 120, he would have been able to pay him 100, and he would have gotten away cheap, right?
He's foregoing a gain. The love is right. Foregoing a gain. That's right. Not really this.
So he doesn't want to call that right. That's not b'cheichicha. Well, it is Rebus, in a way.
He's foregoing a gain that he would have had because of the fluctuations. Yeah.
But he doesn't like that to be b'cheichicha imach, right? So he says, ach, re'isi lad nuka yosef. Re'ish peshach is in esach. B'mishnah, shekos v'pshita slepach. A good idea, but the nuka yosef says, v'akert. Lehepach, deichadozef kuf b'kuchav kaf, u'meikara kuf b'kanka, u'psof kuf kaf b'danka. He leaves out the word danka. Meikar is kuf bedanka. Then it's 120, the same worth, the same danka. The ribis ksutzi, the yaitse bedayan. Open mugi yaitse, sorry, shah mishpat. So he found in the, he could argue and reshain the shah mishpat, but he brings rayas, he has a long pilpul, which I don't think we should study to prove that the miyok yosef is correct. Ah. Without seeing the whole pilpul, we could see his raya from a gemara. Vinir shiachir ke. So why don't you say like me? It means where did Mugi Yosef learn that Rebus Ksutz is Yotzi B'dayonim even in this case? He says, V'yodam Rina B'shah Samach Samach Beis. He brings Gemara Nezu Neshach on Samach Beis. Amar Av Safra, Kosha B'dineyem Otziyem Imloive L'malva. B'dineyem, secular law, B'dineyem, this is secular law, Motziyem Imloive L'malva. Whichever is B'dineyem, take Loive L'malva. B'dayanenu, in our Jewish law, machzir mimava lelova. And Mar says, this is Rebus Ksutzi, Yotze B'dayanim. Rebus Ksutzi means that you're obligated to, by the Goyim, you'd have to pay it. So by us, you have to give it back. M'mukila asa Rebus Ksutzi, Chrebelaza. Chrebelaza, we paskin, is the one who holds Rebus Ksutzi, Yotze B'dayanim. Now, who says this? Rav Safra. Rav Safra is the one who says, Kod B'dineim, in Goyish law, they make the lova pay the malva. Goyim permit Rebus. So they make the lova pay the malva. By us, it's Rebus Ksutzi, you have to give it back. V'i amres. Then he says, you break the rule. This is going to be a case where it'll be Rebus Ksutzi and you won't have to give it back. V'i amres. Imkein kosher. Rav Safra is saying a rule. Imkein kosher. Rav Safra says, Gemara Samach Beisvi. Rav Safra says, oh, sheet, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Well, you thought you were only 5 minutes late. Okay. So Rav Safra says, and Rav Samach Beis, Rav Safra says that it's ever secular law, you take it from the lover, we give it back. So he says, see, imkein kosher, ha-mishkachsel b'kai gavna. We're about a third of the way down the first column where it says Kuf Samach Aleph on top of the left column. There's two sides you have there. Da'asi Kuf B'Kuf Chav Meikari Me'e B'Dang Sav Kuf Chav Did B'dinei Motziyem Ilova L'Malva. So they're going to make the lover pay 120. You're going to make him pay 120. Bitoris Rebus.
Dinayan.
Yeah, but Dinayan. Yeah. He lent 100 for 120. So in secular court, they're going to make him pay 120. Over Dinayanu, according to the Shar Mishpat, you won't have to give it back. Over Dinayanu, a magzimi mavel aloyve. Elavadai. So it's a right to Muki Yosef, not like his theory. He's bringing, he says, Neil, there's an open to Muki Yosef, that even in this case, 100 for 120, and when he paid the 120, it's now worth only 100. So it's the same value you lent him. Elvadi came to Basmei Karzlino, Dina Kishar Rebus. Came to Tchilef Sika Oysa Kavanos Lechasro. It's funny, Sim, he doesn't say your svar even. I'm surprised he doesn't say your svar. He really should say like Sim. Look, if he wouldn't have made this deal, he could have just paid him 100, which is now only worth 80, let's say. But he says, "Kivan the psika is a kavanos lechasrei the yaitzim b'dayanim is a bara." He brings. I noticed the gra is on the Magen Mishnah. See, the Magen Mishnah says, "So Magen Tait Slashna Magen Mishnah." She goes to Rambam Din Gimel. He quotes the Rambam. I quoted to you earlier. Avavisha malva valova overim elu alavim. The malva and the lova over many alavim. Ain lokanah and they should nitein leishava. It's a lav. That's nita leishavai, nita glasei to return, like zeilin. Shekola malva beribis, m'say ribis ksutza shasur min atayra. If it's ribis ksutza, hareze yoytzi b'dayanim. So the Magen Mishnah says it's a Gemara in Moshe Machloikas u'Belaz Rabbi Yochanan. In the beginning of Ezer Neshech, Machloikas of ribis ksutza yoytzi b'dayanim eni yoytzi b'dayanim. Right in the beginning of the parak, it's Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara Paskin's open in Samachay, like Rabbi Loza. So he says, Dach Samach, Ufoska Rabbeza, Ukrav Safra, Damarachim, like Rav Safra. So he said, Vadomer Tamu Ma'idin, I noticed the Gra, yes. Why does the Magen Mishnah have to say, like Rav Safra, the Gemara Paskin's like Rabbi Loza? The Gemara open. So you know what he learns? He quotes a Rambam in Hilchas Tamura. He says the following principle. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Tamura. You don't get what you get malchus for tamura, right? If you maimer, you get malchus. Tamura, you do get malchus. Aitzel lava nita glasei lo yemirenu lo like lo yemirenu. The margav yusmur so yakoidish. So it's a lava nita glasei. Why do you get malchus? So the Rambam says two things. The Rambam says because the lav includes more things than the asay. By tzibur, by shutfim, and by tzibur, they're over the lav, but it's not chal. By carbon, tzibur, shutfim, there's a lav of tamura, so if the lav is more inclusive than the asay, it's not called the lav anitag asay. Zakt shah mishpat. That's why the Magen Mishnah has to bring Rav Safra, because from Rav Safra, you see that even in this case, there would be no yitzah b'dayanim, it'd be like tamura, the lav would be more inclusive than the asay. So he brings the aside from the Rambam Hilchos Tamura. It's going to shtickel. The Rambam Hilchos Tamura says that if the lav is more inclusive than the asay, it's not called the lav and the asay. And the example is tamura. Tamura, and we all have a lav and asay. But the tzibah and shutfim, there's a lav, but it's not there's no asay by tzibah and shutfim. So the lav is more inclusive, includes tzibah and shutfim. And the asay doesn't, so that's not a lav and asay. So he says, so that's why the Magen Mishnah has called Rav Safra, that even in this case, kol shli b'dinei. Because if in this case, if you don't like me, says the Shah Mishpat, then you'd have the lav being more inclusive than the asay in this case. In this case, where the 120 is worth 100, so then you wouldn't get malchus. You could argue, I was thinking, there's a chiluk between if it's a certain case or it's a certain group of people. So he's assuming if it's in one case, he's assuming that
it's more than one group of people.
Yeah, it's in Tmura, it's different people. But there are different people that you don't have the assay. Here it's not different people, they have the lav and the assay. It's just a certain case. But he's comparing, which. You could.
What if you had shutfin? If you had shutfin that borrowed, they would. One of them would be off the hook. Is that what we're talking about?
No. Shutfin, we're talking about tamura. Tamura.
How is it more inclusive?
When we talk about semen shutfin, we're talking about tamura. 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 You know what tamura means?
So
the lav lo yachli fan of lo yomizal. Then it says vayusmur zeh kodesh. Now the Rambam's sheet is the reason why it's not a lava nitak lasei tumura. He really gives two reasons. First of all, two lavs, and when I say so, the Shah Mishpat is here, so there's six lavs. He asks, here you have six lavs and only one assay. So he asks that kasha also, the Shah Mishpat. That's one reason. So maybe he says the Rambam needs both. The reason Tamura is A, because there's two lavs and one assay. Two lavs can't be doicha, one assay can be doicha, two lavs. And then he says the lav is more inclusive then. The lav, lo yachvenu lo yomer, so applies to a carbon seba covered shutfim. But the assay, havis, mursi kodesh, doesn't apply there. There's a certain, I think it's Tzibah and Shutfim, if I'm not mistaken. By Tzibah and Shutfim. So he says, so that's the case where, so he says, so what? That's why they quote Rav Safra. So the Shah Mishpat is a guy that should test the Magen Mishnah. He brings Rav Safra to show you that even in this case, it's Yotzi B'dayanim. And that's the Raya from Rav Safra. Because, see,
the case is what? It's
the case is 100 to 100.
You don't have time to 20 when you gave it.
You bet 100 to 120. When you borrowed, it's 100 to 120. When you paid the 120, it went down only the 100. So the malv is not making any profit. The loaf is not losing. Yet it's Rebus Ksutz.
Because if he held on to it, I said last week.
Yeah, so Sam also argued that. We argued that also.
Yeah, I argued last week already.
You mean, yeah. Like Sam argued.
If he held on to his money, would you be worth 30? You protected him by raising it up and giving
in other words, problem. If he would have made this deal 100 for 120,
he would have lost.
The Malva would lose. The Lov would gain. So the Lov.
Malva lost. Malva lost. Malva's gaining.
By the 120.
He would have lost. No, he didn't lose. So he gained.
Right.
By the fact that he didn't lose.
That's what you tithe said. Right. Same idea. It was tithe tonight, also the same thing. Right. It's funny that he doesn't go the Shah Mishpat like 3 weeks ago when we studied this. I mentioned about that Shah Mishpat. That was the case when the guy became a mumar. You right. Lent him the money and then he became a mumar. Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to study with you. Enough. I think we did enough in this piece. The last 15 minutes, I think you should turn over. And I want to show you machlokes, the Shach and the Gemara in the seventh parak. I'm going to go. I have one Ezu Neshech, but I want to turn now to the seventh parak. Daf, Pei, Daf, Pei, Pei Zayim Mebeis. Daf, Pei Zayim Mebeis. Ashtikal Gemara, Machlokes the Shach and the Shah Mishpat. If you can eat, if you're working for a akum, look at the Shach. Before we even look at the Gemara, where's Pei Zayim Mebeis? But first look at the Shach. On the top, where it says Shin Lamed Zayin, Poyel Yisem Malach. Shin Lamed Zayin, top of the right-hand column on the other side of your page. Poyel. Oh, you have, you don't have, I'm sorry, I gave you a wrong one.
Oh, you have another shot.
You know, I'm busy. These are like four different Shah Mishpas. I'm also, taping and stapling. It's fun.
You need a secretary.
I'm sorry, yeah, I got the wrong page. Okay. On the top of the second side. Payal Oysa Malach. Kosav HaShach. Isa B'Shas B'Kerem Re'acha V'Loshel Ekdesh. Hekdesh you don't eat. Remember we had in Asoich HaZapoyalim. If you're working Hekdesh, you don't eat. B'Kerem Re'acha V'Loshel Ekdesh. V'u Adin, the Shach says. V'u Adin Shel Akum Loi. Shach says, if you're eating and you're working for Akum, you can't eat. Lo lemay de kaimon gezel Akum asa. So we're going to learn the Gemara. You know, it's a machlokes gezel Akum is mutar or asa. I want to mention to you, as I mentioned in the Daphniel, it's a machlokes achrayim if gezel Akum is us is a daraisa or derabana. It's a machlokes if gezel Akum is us or a mutar. It's a machlokes achrayim that we hold we pass in gezel Akum is us is asa. We pass in gezel Akum is us. But it's machleik, it's d'raisa d'rabona. But we pass in Gezel Akum Asr. Now here we're going d'raisa. So Gemara says, you can't say, you can't, if Gezel Akum is mutter, you can't say if I work for Akum, can't eat the fruit. I can steal his fruit. You can't say, you can't eat if you work for Akum, if you hold Gezel Akum is mutter mit d'raisa. So he says that, who din shel Akum? Lamai de kaimelam. We pass in from the Shach, you see it's d'raisa by the way. The Magda Kam Gezel Akum Aser Kenu Bishas Adkan Lashon. As I state in the Gemara. Now we're going to learn the Gemara and see that it doesn't say that in the Gemara at all. Now I'm going to show you, the Shach says, it's open Gemara. At the end, the good news is that the Shah Mishpat found a Ritva. See, when I learned this Gemara with the Olam Sim, so I said, you know, it's Rashi, it's not Pashim Pshat. Rashi doesn't learn like the Shach. And there is a Ritva in the Shita. He says at the end of this piece, he says, I found in the Shittu Mekubetz, it's like the Shach's Pshat. So look at this Gemara. I'll show you this. The bottom of Peizayin Amid Beis. Okay, the Tanya. The four lines before the wide lines. Ki Savo Nemekambim Lam Lo Savo Olav Hashemesh. First of all, how do you know we're talking about a pile? It never says in the Torah, guy's working for you. So we learn out of a pasuk. Malam befoil kuzmav kam befoil kuzmadam. If a pile is working in your vineyard, you have to let him eat. Bekerim e'acha. Vol bekerim kusi. Velo bekerim kusi. But not akum. So the Gemara says, Hanichel madem gezel kusi asur. If your gezel kusi is asur. So you need a pasuk. You can eat hainu ditzukha le mishrei bayo.
That's
mother. So does that mean kerem kerem kusi? Hanichel man gezel kusi asur hainu ditzukha le mishrei bayo. You have a pasuk to be matter a bayo.
By the kuti or by the
year? By kuti, by guy. Kuti means guy, by the way. By guy. How do man the gezel kusi is asur galakum? Hanichel madam kezel kusi asur hainu itztrika lemishrei bayil. What do you mean lemishrei bayil? I thought we're saying velo bekerem kusi. It's asur.
Right.
So comes along Rashi Akadosh. I don't know. The Ritva will see the Ritva by a different girsa. Look at Rashi. So Rashi says zot Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Hanicha bekerem reacha vel kelicha litein of bekerem kusi titein. By a kusi, you're allowed to put it into your keli. By a Jew, it's el kel yichalalite, and you can't take it home. You can nash, but you can't put it in your keli. So Rashi learns, lo kem kusi means, by a kusi, you can take it home. That's what the Gemara means. It's muchach. The Gemara, that's how Rashi learns. It's much in the Gemara. Elamanam gez a kusi mutter. So you have to tell me, the Gemara Torah has to tell me, I can take it from working there and put it in my keli. See, by a yid, I'll kell you chaloitein. We're learning now the drush is by a kusi, that by a yid, you're allowed to eat, but you can't put it in your basket. You can't put it in your kalim. But by a goy, you can put it in your kalim. But if you're allowed to gazel, I don't need a heter when I'm working to put it in my kalim. Hashigzel mutapomi boy. Mukim avgach lo shel hektesh. What does it mean, bekem reacha? Velo shel hektesh? Asalecha. See, the pshat changes, Rabbi. So it's a bell of the Shach. The Shach said, it says in the Gemara, that if Gezel Kusi is Asur, then you're not allowed to eat if you take from a Kusi. Now, why did Rashi learn this way? Why did Rashi learn? There's no other way to learn without Girsa, is there?
Because it says Mutter.
It says Mutter.
Yeah, right.
Hainu Ditzukra, the Mishrei Boyal.
Mishrei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how can... So what, the Ritva have a different Girsa? See, he says, Upirish Rashi, Shalektish Asalecha. So, see, he wants to know. So maybe the Gemara, he's asking on the Gemara, not how we know. The Gemara means like Rashi. But maybe the Gemara meant, maybe the Torah meant, Reyacha, not Kusi, and you're not allowed to eat from a Kusi. I'm asking on the Gemara, Kufi.
If Gesel is Asa, then you don't need it. Gesel is Asa. If Gesel is don't need it to tell you it's Asa.
No, so for care, so you don't need it. So then we're saying you can't eat. So you can't eat by a kusi. It's asering it. It's coming to us.
Only
reyecha you can eat. But by a kusi, if gezel kusi is aser, the Torah is asering to eat by a kusi.
What does that mean?
So that's the shad. That's the shad mishpat. See, it's clear in the Gemara like Rashi, but how did the Gemara know that? How did the Gemara know to switch the pshat by kusi and hektish? Then when we might kusi, we're being moderate to put it in your box. When you be might hektish, it means you can't eat. How did the Gemara know to make this chilek?
I'm confused on the chesed. If kesal comes also, the Torah would have to be mati to eat it. So that's what we have. Re'acha is not. It's only re'acha. We're not being matir. We're matir you to eat re'acha.
And not matkosi. So that's how the Ritva is going to learn the Gemara.
Lakum is also.
Right.
Right. So but, the way it works out perfect.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't learn that.
No, Rashi doesn't.
Right. What doesn't work out the way is the Gemara. The words don't clear. Fit. The words don't fit.
The Mishra.
Yeah, the Mishra. The Gemara says to me, matir.
I agree with you.
So,
right. You were suggesting an alternative to
what
the Gemara
learned. Ma'id the Salvashal Ma'id Karakum. Asa. Ravashid the Rechel Koyal Belkelyacha. See, this is what bothered when we were learning the Gemara in the Daf. Had the Gemara know this? So we probably said like the Shah Mishpat, the Hilam is tiny, that it's not logical. They can eat by a Yid and not by a Goy. That's counterintuitive, as you would call it.
Right.
It's not logical to say by a Yid, like he brings the always Gemara Chulin, Mika Midi, by a Yid it's Mutim, by a Goy. It's illogical. So he says, why is the Tema? In the Havamina, so when we said, we might kusi, that it's mutter to put it in your kelim. When it goes by your ekdesh, it means you can't eat.
It's not all that illogical, because the chiv is on the balabos to allow the person to eat. But a goy, you can't be mechayvim to allow somebody to eat.
Yeah, right. I agree with you. And the Ritva learns that way, I think. Elavadi dezes fili lashas lisvara pshuta. So he says halfway down this paragraph, this one on the upper right hand, by this. Shaklavitaria.
Right.
You see, that's for pshuta devadai. Pshalaku muta poylecho. To me, you can eat it. By a yid, you can eat. By a guy, right. So it would be more machmer on the money of a guy than a yid. It's counterintuitive. She akum chamer mi Yisrael. The b'kerem Yisrael may muta lechol. Vakim yosel lechol. Uchein ze pirush Rashi b'Sanhedrin. He brings a Rashi in Sanhedrin and Zion. Aladi saw some alagezel gun of a gazel. V'chein yifastar. V'chein kiyotzvim. Akum ba'akum ba'akum Yisrael osa. Akum ba'akum ba'akum Yisrael osa. V'Yisrael ba'akum muta. V'amin an lo kiyotzim babi gezel mayu. Mazmeyal v'insucha l'poyel b'kerim. L'poyel b'kerim. U'parach poyel b'kerim emas. When are you talking? Ibishas Gemara Malachi. Remember, we learned in the seventh parak. You're only allowed to eat al keli chalositein only when you're doing the Gemara Malacha. Bishas when you're harvesting the Gemara Malacha. It's a teru. It's a teru. Bishalobish says Malacha. Gezel Malu. Pirush Rashi a teru. Vafilu bisrael bisrael sivachalta. Rashi says if you bisvara, but he's tiny. If you had to eat a yid from a yid, you're allowed to eat. Certainly a yid from a goy. Tisvalta ravim kavshecha. Of Isaac to Yisrael, but Akum Mutter. Yisrael, Yisrael, Asher. Vesu.
What's the kasha of me comedi? That the whole deal is only by Yisrael anyway over here. It has nothing to do with the guy. The guy's not the one working and having the deal.
Yeah, but if I'm allowed to eat from the Jews.
So why did Mark?
I don't understand the whole kasha.
So why did Mark?
What's the me comedi over here? It's only Yisrael.
That's why the Gemara.
Yeah. Why did Mark say me comedi?
That's what the Gemara doesn't say, because Gemara is assuming that when it says by Akum, that Lo Shel Akum is not going on the Isser. It's not saying, no, you can't eat the fruit of an Akum. It's going on the Isser
and putting in
Yirat. Then at the end of the piece, so the Shach is not learning this way. The Shach says if you hold Gezel Akum is Aser, you're not allowed to eat from an Akum. So if you see Shuv Matzasi, about two-thirds of the way down this first column, he brings Shuv Matzasi by that period. Tanir Rabbidim Sai Lashach. The Shuv Matzasi. By the dot, he says Shuv Matzasi. Shuv Matzasi. But Acher Tanir Rabbidim Sai Lashach. Sefer Zimun Peregapoilu. Anichel Mandam Gezal Aser. Pirish, Ika Lameimar, Dachni Lo Yochal, Achshrach Manike Gezel. Can you love bar mitzvah, like you said. Somebody said here that svara. Why does a guy does not mitzvahs? I don't have to feed my, a guy, a yid has to take care of his workers. A guy is not bar mitzvah, so you can't eat, so he's gone, you can't eat by a guy.
Well, we're calling it
gezel. Right. But if you hold gezel akim zase, the shach is saying, if you hold gezel akim zase, you can't eat if you're working for a guy. Even though you could eat by a yid. Tak shach manik gezel, can you love bar mitzvah? So he must have had a different girsa though, right? The Ritva must have had different gears in the Gemara. But he doesn't like it. He says, why did the Shach go against Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush? My Pema LaShach. So even though he found the Ritva supporting the Shach, first of all, it doesn't fit in our Nusach of the Gemara. He doesn't mention that you have to change the Girsa. So I don't know if he mentions that. That the way we read, our Gemara, our Girsa. Yeah, he says that. The Ritva had to have a different Girsa in the Gemara. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, there's a machlokes, the Shach, and the Shach Mishpat, if you're working for a guy, you're allowed to eat the payers. The Shach asks, we all get Gezalakim as us. The Shach asks, but it's against Rashi, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. So he says it's a pel on the Shach, that he's going like a Ritva in the Sheet against all these Paiskim.
But is it possible to say there's a difference between eating and El-Kaliyah?
Yeah, of course there is, but the Shach is learning Pashtus of the Gemara. The Shach is learning that when the Gemara says by Goy, he's not learning like Rashi.
Yeah, it's also.
He's saying that by Goy you're not allowed to eat, and that's a Shach Paskin. If you hold, we hold Gezlakim Zos, and by Goy you're not allowed to eat.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.